Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. You all are impressive this morning with the tune-in numbers. Thought you'd be dragging a little bit more last night and with some of the Cowboy anger after the selection. But you are bringing it strong. And it's going to continue today with round two from the same cast from the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. And one of the top things about being out there, by the way, was there any different look to the war room, Cam, with Schottenheimer there?
I didn't notice any. I would say that they've gotten the last couple of years, this has just been a change. They no longer will walk the assistant coaches in, like into frame until you know who's picked. Like, it's like they don't want to tip it almost because they used to just have guys kind of floating there. But otherwise, no, setup was looked pretty much the same.
Great job by ESPN last night as well. I can't tell NFL Network. I hate knowing the pick beforehand. I hate it. A couple Tolos were like, all right, I found the site. I found the insider and I don't want to see it. Don't bring it near me. And they did a great job. I was afraid like when they were showing Shador or they were showing someone waiting that they'd be on the phone with the excitement. And it's like, all right, you know he's going to be picked. I want it to be not known until the announcement, until Goodell goes up there. And I thought everyone did a pretty nice job of that.
Yeah, see, and I have to follow.
By the way, let me out these losers for a second because I've been way too nice for a Friday show. You losers who think that you're proving that you're some insider, the dirty little secret I learned when I hosted the draft for all those years, the pick is in a computer system that a lot of people, including us, had access to. So you're not getting some breaking news information sent to you because you're someone important. All they're doing is looking at the computer system, taking the name and sending it out and ruining the drama for people like me. So that you're no extra great insider. You're just pretending to be better than what you are.
So I like it being spoiled. I don't do it when I'm on the draft show because I can't because we got to. Like if we happen to see it, I'll say like I saw it and I'll say that before the pick comes in. But I actually don't like the suspense. I don't like surprises. I want to just know instantly, all right, there it is, and let me just... I don't like the moment where it hits me in the gut. I didn't like finding out about...
You called him a loser.
You hate fun.
It was so much fun to be blindsided by Tet McMillan last night at 8. That was great. I loved it. I loved just, like, grabbing
my
stuff.
Okay, and then when you see it, did you feel better about it reading it first?
I didn't read it first. I heard it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I did not love that.
Yeah, and if you would have read it first, it would have been no difference. Like... No, your mouth would have been a jar.
But if I would have read it first and I'm sitting there, I could privately and quietly just reflect for a moment and have some time to think.
Peyton, you're in charge of really the audio of the pick being announced on the station during draft night. Which way do you like?
No, I like the surprise, you know, because I have the view on the fan cam of like the war room as well. Even though it's not live, I can still like look at it. So if I see, you know, handshakes going around and, you know, McClay's on the phone, I go, okay, maybe a player's being picked. And I think it was the Jackson Dart pick that Bobby said I saw it, but I'm not going to say it. And so that got me kind of thinking, okay, do I go look at it now? But I can see Carter put up images on the fan cam, and I'm like, all right, I can't see it because he'll, you know, put it beforehand. But I like the suspense.
You're good to ask for this then, Sean, since you don't like it being spoiled. Would you consider, like Peyton was just saying there, would you consider it spoiling if when we like narrate the war room cam saying Will's on the phone, so like a trade might be or Steven's on the phone, a trade might be happening?
No, I love that.
That's okay. So as long as
it's
just not
great suspense.
So as long as it's just not telling who it is, you're fine with like the updates of are they working the phone?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Paints the picture, it builds the drama, of course. It's entertainment. It is a show. And part of one of the best parts of the draft show is the exclusive access being the Cowboys flagship. And that means secret audio. This could be the best secret audio that I've ever heard from a first-round pick with Jerry welcoming Tyler Booker to the team.
Hey, this is Jerry Jones with Cowboys returning you in.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, boy. We're glad to have you as a Cowboy.
I'm glad to be a Cowboy. I'm glad to keep this O-line tradition. Thank you.
Okay, well, man, listen, we're proud of you. Congratulations. Tell your folks how proud we are of you. But here's your coach.
Will do.
Here's your head coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tyler, Coach Shoddy, man.
What's going on, Coach?
Hey, man. Hey, listen, you blew us away in the process, brother. Here's what we need. You just come here, be you. You kick ass. Welcome to the family. We are so excited. We just want that same dude every day. Be physical and do what you do, man.
Yes, sir. You're going to get as long as you can listen to that. Whitney Houston, you was listening to that day.
Yeah, hey, no doubt about that, man. Hey, I want you to talk to our offensive coordinator, Clayton Adams. Hey, okay. Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir.
So fired up. You're a Cowboy, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Here's Coach Adams.
Okay.
Book, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I am so freaking fired up that you're coming, man. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Let's go. Let's move the freaking line of scrimmage now, huh?
Let's do it. All that.
Here's Mr.
Yes,
Jones,
sir.
Okay?
Okay.
Your offensive coordinator is a true offensive coach lineman at heart. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I know that.
Oh, you know that. Okay, well, you know him, but you got a lot of backing. I'm an old offensive lineman. I'm an old offensive lineman, believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe it.
They always are the best looking. They're the smartest, and they own the damn team. So that's an offensive.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Hey. Oh, yeah, best looking for sure. You see my suit today.
All right. Hey, listen, good to have you here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be a Cowboy.
You have a lot of support in this room.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Okay. I can't wait to get there and get to work.
All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
He and Shoddy listening to this?
Yeah, I mean, the way it made it sound was like Shoddy was playing it in his office when he strolled in for the meeting. 7 a.m. 7 a.m. Shoddy's apparently just blaring this in his office. I think it was just for that moment. But he's got an eclectic playlist, and I guess Tyler Brooker was like, yeah, just keep the music on. Let's talk over this. I like this.
Great song.
It is a great song. Whitney's got a great catalog. That's why I was curious what it was specifically they were listening to.
So after he gets officially welcomed by the staff in the war room, he hops on the draft show and answers all the questions from the crew.
Offensive lineman Tyler Booker is on the line. Tyler, congratulations on a dream come true. Tell us what you're thinking at this point.
Thank you so much. And the thing that comes to mind is that, like, I'm blessed. Like, I'm so blessed to be a Cowboy. And I'm a football fanatic. Like, I love the game of football. So I used to grow up watching the Football Life. So I just remember watching all the Football Lives of how great the Cowboys were. And I'm excited to get to work and bring us back to where we used to be and to where we should be, America.
We heard you talk to the front office on the secret audio just a couple moments ago, and you talked about the tradition. What does it mean to you to add that tradition or add to that tradition now as a part of this team in Dallas?
It means everything to me. You know, it's just the way that I aim to further the winning tradition in Alabama. That's the same way I feel about coming to the Dallas Cowboys, and then especially being on a team and being a part of a brand so iconic, just as Alabama was. It's funny. Like my track record, I've been so blessed to be a part of like some of the best organizations in the world. Like I went to IMG Academy, one of the best high schools in the world. I went to Alabama, one of the best football programs in the world. And now I'm a Dallas Cowboy, like another one of the best programs, sports organizations in the world. So like my journey is just very. I'm blessed, and I've done a lot of winning in my football career so far, and I'm ready to continue that.
Hey, Tyler, this is Tommy Yarsh. Congratulations, man. This is a team that, under new head coach Brian Schottenheimer, has made it very clear that they want to move up front and they want to run the football. What were those conversations like when you were going through the process with Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams in terms of what they want to do in the run game and how they want to utilize you to have success there?
My football IQ and just talking about how I talk about the game of football. Like, I'm always talking about how I want to be at the point of attack, how I want to move the line of scrimmage, how I always want to be on an attack. And then they saw how fun I was, things that they like. And I just remember my visit. I really enjoyed it. Like, I got a great vibe from them. And I knew that I kind of had a feeling this was going to happen. You never know on draft day, but this is what I was pretty confident about. And I'm glad God saw fit me the Cowboy.
Hey, Tyler, I got to ask you, we've heard the call, the secret call of the team, and you referenced there to Brian Schottenheimer that he needs to keep playing the Whitney Houston. What Whitney Houston song were you guys listening to?
So, I forget which Whitney Houston song. I wanted to say the one exactly. I told my parents as soon as it happened, so my parents 100% okay, I want to dance with somebody. I remember now. I want to dance with somebody. It was funny because we're sitting there talking. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. And, like, I got to talk over to Whitney Houston, but I loved it. Like, he's just authentically himself.
Tyler, this is awesome, man. Congratulations to you. What a night. What was that draft visit like? And you've obviously been training here in Dallas. So what do you like about the area, and how pumped are you to now be in DFW as your home?
I just love the area. Like, I trained there last summer. I trained there, and then just being one of my close friends, Jack Court, he's actually from the area. So he showed me around, and then the training there for combine training too. Like, I just had a great time. Like, there's a lot to do around there. It's a really nice area. And then, to be completely honest with you guys, y'all have Punch's Barbecue, and that's the best food I've ever had in my life.
Nick Harris, Tyler, I actually went to Hutchins earlier today, so I think I manifested this. I literally went to Hutchins there about 1 p.m. today. Yeah, we'll have to do a story on you over at Hutchins. Tyler, I want to talk about your love for football, because I think it's very unique, even when you talk about guys that love football in this class. When you were in high school, you were living in Connecticut. You drove 90 minutes every day to go to high school to play at a really respected program in New Jersey at Bergen Catholic. Mm-hmm. And then you moved halfway across the country to go to IMG before you were even the age of 18. You have put so much into this game. You have done so much at the University of Alabama. Can you just describe your love for football and why it is as strong as it is?
Yeah, my love of football starts from before I can even remember. Like, my dad literally put a plush football in my crib. Like, as soon as I was born, and then I still have it to this day. And then some of my first memories are watching old Steve McNair highlights, because my dad was a Titans fan for a little while. And then just memories of me watching him play the college football video game and put me in the game. And just a lot of my first memories have to do with the game of football. And then I just start playing. And then my parents just kept me around the game. They saw how much I loved it at such a young age. They're like, we have to continue to push him and tap into this. And for that, I'm forever grateful for them.
So there's Tyler Booker on the Draft Show last night, heard exclusively first right here on 105 through the Fan and the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. He got me in my feels, man. Whenever I hear someone paying homage to the history and the classics, like a Football Life, or I grew up on Sports Century, that gets us all a spot with me.
He just seems different.
All right, compare the Tylers.
Mm-hmm.
Compare getting Guyton, Smith, and this. Because Smith, fast start, certain Pro Bowler moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Guyton, a little disappointing. Monster. But some questions. Going to be the left tackle, we think. And now, Booker. Compare them. Coming out.
So like, stack them as prospects when they were coming out?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
And just like where we are with them.
So Booker is the best of the prospects coming out, like when he's coming out, in terms of just what you knew he could be. Tyler Smith and Tyler Guyton were projections. So far, Tyler Smith hit. Guyton has not yet. I want to be really clear on something with Guyton, though, because when I was tweeting about Booker last night, I had a couple people go, oh, didn't you say you liked the Guyton pick last year? And it's like, yeah, I did. I did like the Guyton pick. You traded back. You picked up Guyton. You picked up an extra third. But here's the other thing with Guyton. Guyton was always going to be a project. Last year was going to, like we talked about that, last year was going to hurt with Tyler Guyton. I don't think you can just say, because of Tyler Guyton, we now can't trust their evaluation of offensive linemen and that they're not going to know Tyler Booker. Right now, Booker is the best prospect in terms of how they come out. Smith has hit in a way that his ceiling is really high, and he's such an incredible athlete. Booker's not that kind of athlete at all. And so it's just a matter of can Guyton put it together. But I think right now, yeah, you're going to get instantly. He's not going to be to the level of Zach Martin, but it's going to be closest to Zach or Travis in terms of coming in and not looking like a rookie. He comes in and he looks like a pro-ready player. And I think that that's going to be the significant thing that can really make a difference for them.
He was hyped. That was cool to see last night, running through the hallway. His dad had the emotion, and he talked about training in DFW as well. All right, what else stunned Bobby? What other teams were making moves that we can make fun of? Where's Shador going to end up? And I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing about today and the rest of the Cowboys draft with some rumors that could be percolating next on your home of America's Team with Sean and RJ.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
And then the real fun began. As Adam Schefter, I think, overhyped. Last night, I think he got overhyped as crazy. The closer we got to it, Schefter said that someone told him to expect explosives. We got it with Jacksonville and Cleveland, with Travis Hunter going to the Jags. But overall, I didn't feel like it was a crazy evening.
So I think it was because they initially, Cleveland made the move back with Jacksonville. And then I think after that, Cleveland was trying to go back again. And then Carolina was trying to bail to where Denver would have maybe come up into the top 10. And so if those other dominoes would have actually fallen over, I think that was more what was stirring that people thought was going on. Because we were hearing before the draft started chatter about like, yeah, watch, Denver could come up in here. You could get somebody else trying to jump up. Carolina's trying to bail. And then Carolina stands in and still picks, Tet. And that's surprising. And then you've got the Bears, which... tight end's not as sexy, but that was the most stunning moment of the night for all of us. It was like, you just took Colston Loveland, the tight end at Michigan, before Tyler Warren at Penn State. That was the thing that threw everybody else off with us.
Anything else jump out to you?
Overall about the draft, you know, I mean, I like Shador. I totally understand why he's fallen to where he did. And it makes sense, especially the way he's kind of approached the draft process. I was surprised Kenneth Grant from Michigan went as early as he did at pick 13. I really like him a lot, but there was talk he might fall into the second round. I love being right, as you know. So I loved being right that only two running backs went in the first round. And now we still have Travion Henderson there who could get put down. I have no idea what the Atlanta Falcons are doing, though. The Atlanta Falcons, not only did they essentially draft two edge rushers, because Jalen Walker's considered kind of a tweener who does both. They pick him at 15. But then they get a very questionable...
Well, what's wrong with that, two edge rushers?
I just don't... Like, you're going to go trade up to get for it. Like, one is a tweener who's not totally solidified there, and then you went for the guy who's a massive character risk that people are not totally sure of.
With Pierce?
Yeah, James Pierce from Tennessee. And not only that, you went with that character risk guy. It wasn't like he just fell to you and you're like, well, I guess we'll take this. You aggressively went up and got him and traded a first next year for this. That I have no idea what they're doing there. But this is 2 years in a row they did something totally bizarre, because they took Penix last year at 8, and that was weird.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Of course, they wanted it to be the number one story last night. It's going to be today. This was Shador addressing everyone at his draft party.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, anything possible, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
All right. Did he end that with legendary?
Yeah.
All right. So a couple of, I want to get to a couple of Tolo responses on Twitter. TJ, I was laughing my ass off watching Sanders fall. The only thing that could be better is him falling to the third round. Titanic, can we have the real discussion about Shador? Shame on Coach Prime and those around him. They built up the hype and had the hubris to think they could handpick where he'd go. The kid didn't go in the first, and folks are dumping on him. Where's the blowback for those around him? I think that's a good point. And then finally, from D-Dot, y'all better than this. Stop. Y'all know what this is. People are okay with nepotism as long as it's not from somebody black. This is a cultural divide. Jackson Dart is not better than Shador. It's not even close.
I mean, I agree with that. He's not even close. Like, to me, Shador is very clearly better than Jackson Dart. But I also...
But the Giants also drafted Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and I understand...
And my response back to that is, all right, if it's, you know, race or cultural divide, I mean, Cam Ward went one.
Yeah. I mean, there is that aspect. And I mean, Cam Ward has, I think what you're seeing here is not so much, it's a combination. It's a combination of the brash, like loud approach that he's decided to go with. It's that coupled with you weren't as good as people originally thought.
Yeah.
And so when you couple those, it's like, all right, do I really, in a like we talked about with Dallas' pick, when everybody's kind of stacked close together, you start looking for tiebreakers. If Shador stacked tied with some people, well, some of the stuff in those meetings probably is enough to push you down and say, all right, you've lost the tiebreaker on this one. And now he's in there. I would imagine he goes sometime. I think his floor here is 37, the Raiders. I think that's where he stops. But I mean,
but
I guess
the
he
Browns
could keep on.
Have two picks in this top five.
Right, that's why I think he could go with the Browns potentially, but I would think if he got past them, no way he gets past the Raiders at 37. That's what I think, but I mean, I don't know.
D responded and said, well, Cam Ward's father is not Deion Sanders. Yo, man, that is the price. There's good and bad, as I tweeted. It was great for Colorado that Deion Sanders was as loud and brash and known as he is. If I was an evaluator, it's going to be probably fourth on my list. I don't want to deal with Deion's noise while I'm coaching his kid for my NFL team. I don't want to hear his commentary. I don't want the locker room to be answering questions. I don't want to be answering Deion questions. Do you think Deion Sanders is going to be quiet about his kid's career in the pros? I don't. I could be wrong, but I've done a football season one-on-one with Deion, and we've all heard and seen what he does. And Shador came across as arrogant too. If you want the attention, you got to get ready for the backlash. When you hold your Rolex up to the crowd and people think you threw your teammates in the bus and you blow off interviews at the combine, this is what you get. This isn't some 100% victim thing.
Yeah, I think the Deion factor could definitely be something that affects this for people, or again, could be a tiebreaker for people. I think Shador himself has done way more damage to how people are viewing him within their building than Deion's presence might have.
Look at how people talk about Travis Hunter versus Shador.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's different galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Hunter is supposed to be this perfect Boy Scout, and Shador is supposed to have more Deion while throwing his offensive lineman under the bus.
Yeah, and there's no telling. Deion may meddle where Travis Hunter goes too. You never know the way he's talked about Travis Hunter before. And that didn't stop the Jaguars from going, we will sacrifice capital and go up and get him, and without barely even talking to him, we'll bring all that on for that. I will say, if Cleveland would have just stood in and took Travis Hunter though, and then they were set up today, they wanted to play him at receiver, and then they were set up today and they could have taken Shador, oh my gosh, people would have been filling up those Cleveland games. They would have been, Cleveland would have been a headline. You pair Shador and Travis Hunter together for the future. Oh gosh, people.
Whose side are you on? And then you get Deion after Stefanski's gone. Whose side are you on between Jacksonville and Cleveland in the trade?
Jacksonville. So Jacksonville gave up a lot. They sacrificed a lot of capital to move up three spots, but they got the number one player to me. They got a legitimate difference maker on either side of the ball that you play him on. Like, I think he will be a Pro Bowler whichever spot he really commits to. So I think that's a big thing for them right there. It energizes a fan base that has largely been dead there in Jacksonville. They have a hard time filling up that stadium. There's so many different things that check the box for them. And then Cleveland goes back, picks up some extra capital, but then takes Mason Graham, who to me was a first round grade, but is like one of the most bland possible prospects they could have gone and gotten.
All right, let me empty the notebook to give you a preview of today. If I'm not right, like Walter Nolan, forget it. If I am right, please praise me as a genius.
Is Ivan your source on this?
It helped me that Jerry said Walter Nolan's name in the post-presser, though. So I was happy.
You were 100% right. They were very interested in Walter Nolan. You weren't wrong about that. That was somebody they were considering.
So I know that my number one panic right now, too, in the fan base is number two receiver. I think they know how important it is for Dak Prescott. They know they cannot go into the season with Jalen Tolbert as the number two receiver. I don't know where the answer is. Maybe Bobby has it for his number 12 pick today. But I think Dak, he might be letting them know, hey, now, we do need a number two receiver. Schoonmaker, I think they may be willing to pick someone to replace him on day three. I think that the Schoonmaker patience may have run out. And I was also told, hey, just don't immediately flush the Breece Hall stuff. That the Breece Hall stuff could be real. So those are some of the things that I was told late last night.
I can see all that. That all makes sense. I'm curious at the receiver in the second round. Like, if they're like, we really got to get a number two receiver. I'll just ask you.
And by the way, Mingo has like apparently looked better than Tolbert in OTAs.
And their off-season workouts. Mingo is a guy who, I mean, they liked him a lot coming out. They thought he was somebody who was worthy of a second-round pick. He was just picked in the second round recently. So, I mean, that clock has been running shorter than Tolbert's has, and they were viewed similarly in terms of the type of graded prospect they were. But if I told you today with their first pick, 44 in the second round, that I can either get you a nice, steady player with some good upside, like there's some decent upside there, but it's like just a steady floor. You know, you're getting a solid contributor.
Like who? Like a Jordan Lewis type? Give me a comp, Nick Harris.
Yeah, what Michael Gallup was when you first picked him. Okay. Where you go, all right, I know I can get just a decent guy. How much he can maybe tap into a little bit more, but there was a limit with Michael Gallup.
All right.
Or I tell you, you can get the guy who a lot of people had in the first round for a lot of this time and is a boomer bust. Like, he will either
Boomer bust because of talent or his attitude and work ethic?
He's boomer bust because there's questions about commitment and football character. Not necessarily that he doesn't have it, but teams feel they need to investigate it, especially after last season was a dip from his 23 season. And that's Luther Burden from Missouri is who we're talking about. The other receiver we could be talking about could be Jack Besh, could be Jalen Knoll, guys like that. But I mean, that could fill a number of different guys. But the guy that you'd be contrasting against is probably Luther Burden.
And what do you think his ceiling is?
Luther Burden has gotten comps before to his ceiling can be Deebo Samuel. But his floor can be...
So like a beast?
Yeah. Like, I mean, a
multi-purpose beast?
Game wrecker. If he taps into everything that he can do. This was a big-time five-star recruit coming out who has put on some ridiculous stuff on tape. Last year was really dull, and people are trying to figure out why.
I'm trying to pick apart what the bad character trait stuff would be.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Like, are you a jackass or do you not go 110% at practice?
More like the question of, do you love this? Do you actually work as hard as you can?
Yeah.
Are you really working hard for your teammates?
Yeah. I probably lean Burden.
Okay, just for the upside?
Yes. And then the other thing I was told running back-wise, Judkins.
They do love Quinshon Judkins. I think three running back names.
Ohio State?
Yeah, Ohio State running back. I think the three names to really watch at running back today are the two Ohio State guys, Travion Henderson. Probably won't get you at 44, but it's possible. And then Quinshon Judkins. They really do love Judkins, though. I think they like Judkins more than a lot of people may realize. And then... I think Bashil Tootin from Virginia Tech is another one that is one that they really like. So those would be second round, probably Judkins and Henderson, and then third would be Tootin.
All right, no reason to change the station if you want to see and hear me take the chocolate to the face. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece is next.
I'm super excited. I'm blessed to be a Cowboy. It's a great tradition. Great tradition, a great offensive lineman. And I'm excited to follow suit with all that came before me.
You did not allow a sack on your quarterback this last season. Did Dak Prescott just become your new best friend?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get on the phone with Dak. Getting the protection means make sure he goes clean every single game. I'm just so excited to be a Cowboy.
Let's crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors. How was Pluckers? What?
It's Cupcake Day.
It is Cupcake Day. And we brought Alec Medford in.
For what?
Because he's the assassin around here.
We got three extra people in
That's
here.
That's why. Yeah, we
well,
got
you
extra people.
You don't want to get
people.
Your hands dirty, Corey?
I'm actually trying to stay away just in case Alec gets a wild hair and decides, you know what, Corey? All those short jokes. So I'm trying to stay back just a little bit here.
Okay. Is he Jason Kidd? Like just trying to stay out of the fray, but really he's like involved in this.
That's perfect.
Nobody's dying.
That is a perfect analogy. How were your different Pluckers locations?
My Pluckers was really good, but I have a request for people who go to Pluckers.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a draft or seen how a draft has gone before? Don't sign up for a pick in the 20s or 30s.
Well, you don't sign up for the draft. They just pick you and tell you if you're going or not.
No, if you're being the GM at the Pluckers.
Oh.
Like, how long do these people think the draft is? Oh, I thought the draft would be over in 45 minutes. Get the hell out of here. If you're going to sign up in the 20s and 30s, I need to know that you're going to be there.
Yeah, that was
probably not.
That was the first time for me that I've had more than one person missing at the end of the night. And I think we had like eight at the end
first
of the night.
First time more than one?
Yeah. Usually it's like they're there all night long. And then last night I was like, oh man, what's happening here? And
the Cowboys are usually having a better season.
I had one dude though, he signed up for two slots and he came over to me and he was like, hey, I'm leaving. Tampa's going to take Emeka Egbuka. It was an hour before the pick. He said, just in case. And he picked, I can't remember the other one. He got both of them right.
I had some cheaters. I felt a little bad for the Mesquite staff, who was tremendous.
Yeah.
But I had a couple Tolos. They didn't think I don't think they realized that I was on to them. But they're like, I'm going to make my pick like 40 seconds before the announcement. Meanwhile, frantically searching their phone for the leakers. And then, bam! They're hitting the Steelers D tackle.
Good.
I had somebody at pick 32 try to say that the Chiefs were going to take Banks. And I was like, I'm so sorry. He went off the board like, I don't know, 24 picks ago.
Could have been another Banks.
No, he meant
Tyra Banks.
Tony Banks.
No, he meant the lineman from
of America.
Did you guys actually, but you guys were on the mic. You guys were emceeing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sean was not.
No, that's not true.
Did you get one of the fortunate, your assistant?
He never had that.
Sean was announced, but he did have a warm-up. He had a warm-up act. He had Jake Rietma.
That was
the intensity
beginning.
On this man's face, too, while he's doing it. He's, you remember the Howard Dean? We're going to Vermont! Is that.
He had props. He had Fire Nico undershirt in case the crowd died off to reinvigorate them.
How many times did that chant start on y'all's microphones? Because it happened about three times in my place last night.
We did not have it. Man, Corey, you're like a master of ceremonies for this.
It's fun, man.
Sounds buck wild whenever you get there.
Although the one thing I have found listening to myself, Alec, is that I do sound like a stripper DJ whenever I'm out there. I'm like, Ivy to the stage. It's always a little weird.
You're drafting the Panther.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the show?
Alec gets to answer the phone today, and he's furious with me because, you know, the phones. But we're going to do a couple of phone segments today. Let people talk and vent or be happy about this pick. And we also have Stephen Jones joining us at 11:30 today.
Nothing was a bigger beatdown when I was producing than when you had to screen a let's open up the phones and go caller segment. I used to hate it so much that there was this one show. I used to hit the dump button when they'd give out the phone number.
What?
Yeah. And they were always like, why is no one calling? I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's just not that interesting.
Oh, man.
Pepe handles it like a professional.
Yeah.
Last thing before the cupcake. In your own Pluckers, was it 80% dissatisfaction, disapproval?
You could hear an audible groan in my Pluckers when that was the pick that was made.
Or was there more of a groan when McMillan got picked?
No, I don't know if I had the most educated Pluckers.
Well, you just dog your every. You're just talking about like my group sucks. They're the worst.
Kevin's trying to get canceled next year so that he doesn't have to do it.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, the new Bassick.
channeling Bassick energy over here.
No, Bassick was great at your event last year.
Right.
He only had to be there half
the time.
No, Mike's really good at that stuff.
Maybe it was half the time.
The my group
no
was
comprende.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. They were so eclectic. Like, we had every jersey
this
in the
is
place.
The difference. Eclectic versus
yeah, we had
boneheads.
Every jersey. This one dude was in a Seattle jersey, and he's like, "I've done this every year since it started. I just brought in 20 new people because they've never experienced this before," and he nailed the Seattle pick. They lost their minds. Like, they went crazy, and I was like, that's awesome for them. But we had so many, a variety of people that it wasn't just Cowboy fans, so I didn't really know. A lot of people were confused, though, because we've heard wide receiver so much that they were like, I didn't expect that. And I think that's where a lot of people were. But we, you know, Kevin, we talked about that. We had that discussion of what happens the second and third round are these options. Offensive line or cornerback are probably better options in the first round.
All right, let's do it. The only thing I ask, I do not want to deal with Tim Collins afterwards with chocolate on the floor. Kevin, you'll be sitting here, so it'll be you that I got. Cameras everywhere, three extra people in here.
This
Corey,
is
why don't you reset?
This is the cupcake bet. Years ago, we had a cupcake bet where a cupcake that sat around forever, and Sean said, will Ja Morant be suspended? And I said, no. It was like 18 games, and he got it. He got the suspension, so at one point, Alec came and destroyed my face with a cupcake. Sean and I had another cupcake bet, and Sean, he did not get suspended. He was only fined this time.
Are the candles in there?
I took the candles out right, so that we don't poke your eyeballs out.
What has picked cupcake as opposed to, like, pie?
It was just sitting there.
Like, I don't know what kind of pie. It could be, like, apple, cream. I don't know.
The cupcake.
This is a monster.
The cupcake came from, it was when we had, one of those times, like, Kroger had brought us a bunch of stuff.
Kroger's
and that was
great.
One of the leftover ones that had been put off to the side, and it just had been sitting there for, like, 2 months.
Now, yeah. Like, just don't break my nose, because you are jacked. So just be careful. All ass.
Alex is a strong man.
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do a countdown. 15. 14.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
13.
Long countdown.
29. 28.
Screw you, Ja.
Give him a courtesy tap,
Adam Silver, you wuss.
I'll give you a real countdown. 5, 4.
Oh, he just speared it all over him.
No.
He went right up the nose. He went right up the nose holes.
Holy crap.
I don't know if Sean's going to be able to breathe for a while. Oh, he's reaching.
It is in my right nostril. Is the mic in front of me? Look into the camera and smile.
I feel like
Two-Face.
Turn all the way.
I feel like Batman Two-Face. Tell us if Batman's going to pay. Batman's going to pay. Give me a coin to flip. But it's in my right nostril. I'm scared to open my right eye, but I can't open the left eye.
Oh, man. The part about the eye, that's a big concern.
There's some collateral damage. It's all over my arm.
Oh, man.
Does this make you feel bad about any parts of your life, Sean?
It makes me feel bad that Bobby is kind of right about Adam Silver being a little wuss.
Yes.
He screwed me over here big time.
And you need to make any phone calls to apologize to anybody after this?
Who would I apologize to?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh,
Kevin.
I get your joke. I get it.
What is it?
It's a graphic joke about how you just got cupcake cream in the face.
Alec, how did it feel to smash that cupcake in Sean's face, knowing he's the only one that ever thanks you when you cut up audio?
Yeah, that's why I had to give him the hug and say I'm sorry. I felt like Shawn Michaels in the moment with Ric Flair, where I had to say I'm sorry, I love you, super kick right to the chin. Yeah. But yeah, I will say this one was more satisfying because it wasn't stale.
Ah, yes.
Like, it actually gave when I pushed in, so.
The good news is, you have to carry crosstalk now.
Okay, hey, are you worried that Deadspin might write a fake article about you?
Oh, no.
That, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm a little bit worried. Okay.
We're just going to post the freeze frame image out of context.
It's amazing.
What is Sean Sharif trying to pull at the fan?
Choppy's actually the one who will get on Bobby and be like, I could get canceled for that. Like,
oh, my
gosh. You would think he'd be the least one. I can't remember the last.
Is that still that Hakeem Olajuwon?
No, it was over George Foreman.
Oh, George Foreman. That's what it
was. But he thinks for some reason. There have been so many times where it's like an absolute nothing. He's like, we're going to get
so much.
Look at these clumps.
It looks like you pooped the front of your pants right there.
Yeah, it does kind of clump up if it sits too long.
Yeah,
so.
Well,
Nutty Professor 3 right here.
What did he get worked up over, Bobby?
He got worked up over a George Foreman joke where mine was worse. And he was like, well, that didn't matter, but somebody's going to call. I was like, nobody's going to call. That wasn't even I didn't even catch that it was bad, what you were saying. And it really wasn't. In fact, I'll read it again because he's not here, and who cares?
He got so mad that you did that.
Yeah, so what's he going to do all the way from wherever he is? Italy or wherever he is. No, it was the when George Foreman.
No, I remember.
Yeah, and he had. The others don't remember those. Sean texted while he's out. He's like, George Foreman died, and I replied and I said, "Okay, go to Walmart. They're like $20." And then he was like, "D." And then Choppy replied back with, "The good thing about George Foreman died is he named all his sons George Foreman, so George Foreman lives on forever." But he was like, "But I said the good thing about him." I was like, "Yeah, but that wasn't the joke. The joke was he named his kid George Foreman, so he lives in forever." And yeah. So Choppy legitimately thought, we're done. We're done because you did this.
Unless he was mad at you for the sanctity of text messages and reading.
No, he was mad at... No, that's the fake... That's the pretext he used to say that that's what was the problem. Because here's the thing. That is a show group text. This isn't like I took Los Hombres and Peyton starts reading all the secrets of that. We reference stuff in there all the time because that's basically show content, our message.
Yeah.
Corey, what else stunned you about last night? Whose side are you guys on between Cleveland and Jacksonville?
For the trade up?
Yeah.
I mean, Jacksonville needed they need players. They need talent. So that's a very talented player they added to their team. Cleveland, man, they just were trying to give everything away last night, weren't they? They were like, let's trade with Houston. Let's do this. Let's move around. I don't know exactly. I think the James Pierce Jr. one was the one that surprised everybody the most. They're like, why would you give up that? And also,
you know who it surprised was? James Pierce Jr. We were laughing our asses off when he saw it because he looked like he was like, no way I'm going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the Kelvin Banks video was pretty funny. The baby throwing up next to him.
Yeah.
That cracked me up just
a little
bit. And Kevin,
the polarizing topic of the day. I know you'll be honest about it. What were you saying honestly, and what was your moronic, according to you, Pluckers crowd saying when Shador was falling down the board?
So
they loved it.
We had at least 5 people pick Shador at one point or another. We had at least 4 or 5 people pick Matthew Golden as well. Like, those are the ones that popped up a lot. And the thing that amused me the most
is... I definitely have blurry vision in my right.
Oh, no! Are you going to be okay to drive home?
That'd be funny if you guys cost me an accident.
What a weird sense of humor.
What would I tell the cop with chocolate in my hair right here? What would I say?
They're going to definitely think you're coming home late. And you're going to be like, I got a cupcake in my face.
Diaz right now.
Honestly, yeah, I would just lean on the fake explanation like Tiger of just like, well, I changed my medication recently and now I'm just acting a little loopy.
Man,
just
what a big faker.
Just
is.
Know that
my leg because I shot him.
The cop's probably a tolo. You're going to be fine. Most of them are.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm done.
You look a lot cleaner now.
My hair, I haven't gotten to. I just realized
it's in the
hair. No, but
your beard is looking a lot better.
But his forehead.
Yeah, it's like just for men. It's covered up the gray.
What time you on today, Bobby?
7, an hour after everyone else, because I guess they're putting me in timeout or something.
B team.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy the stars. Screw you guys. I'm giving ham.